most people can figure out the basics of cinema-going etiquette for themselves. Don't do things that would make other people miserable, uncomfortable, or otherwise put your movie-watching experience above theirs. But for some, it's a little bit of a gray area. To help make sure that we can all get along and enjoy the film, we've put together some of the most egregious lapses in manners that we've seen in movies. What's number one for you, Lai Ming?
I'll say being loud. Well, it's sometimes people bring the kids into the movie theaters, and that's not necessarily the best experience for others. I mean, I'm not saying we should ban kids from movie theaters, because I really thought about it. I mean, you can't really we have just now talked about how fantastic or how impressive movies are, and really, it's not really a good thing that we should prohibit kids from enjoying them. And I really thought about it, and the one solution is perhaps to have a child-friendly cinema room designed specially for parents who would like to bring their kids and leaving others to enjoy their films freely.
And sometimes I am just super surprised that parents would actually bring their kids to certain movies. Because I think if you're going to see a cartoon, animation motion picture, then I can understand that probably I'm expecting a lot of kids.
Like Frozen.
Yes, and that as well. And I think grown-ups and kids would like to sing along as well. But when you watch a movie such as The Shape of Water, probably don't bring your kid, right? But that doesn't always happen.
And don't bring me. That sounds confusing. What's The Shape of Water? Anyways, looking at this, you know, from the U.S., kicking seats, talking, and not turning off your cell phone are some of the big ones. You know, and coming from the U.S., I've been in movie theaters. In the U.S., people are very direct. So if you are someone that is doing these kind of things in movie theaters and you go to the U.S., someone will yell at you almost every time, every time. I mean, I remember so many times, and it's always maybe during a big movie. Like, let's say the first Avengers came out and we're at the movie theater and somebody's on the phone. Somebody will yell, "Shut up!" or something along those lines. Because, you know, people do, at least in the U.S., it's $10, sometimes $15 to get into these movies, depending on if it's 3D or not. So that's actually a good chunk of money. And these people have maybe been really looking forward to seeing this. So it's this one experience, and they have to share it with you. They don't necessarily really want to share it with you. They don't even really know you, I think. But they're willing to give you the benefit of the doubt that you came here to watch the movie and not call your friend or text your friend or, you know, do kick seats. You know, be respectful. These kind of things. And it just blows me away that some of these things are still happening because, I mean, even in the U.S., people will kick my seat, and I've had to so many times turn around and be like, "Dude, do you want me to kick your seat? Like, come on, I'm trying to..." Nothing takes you out of a movie like somebody kicking your seat, so that's a huge one for me.
What about if the person sitting next to you is having Kentucky Fried Chicken and the bucket type of chicken and then really just, you know, going through the... Yeah.
Just remember why everybody's there. And if you feel like you're being loud or obnoxious in any way that would be affecting those around you, then maybe you shouldn't be doing it because there's a time and a place for you to scarf down your KFC or call your friend again. And maybe that's not the movie theater if you do these things loudly.
Yeah, well, I think those who bring so-called rude food into the cinema, into that small closed
environment. Don't be bringing stinky tofu to the movie theater.
Or fermented
fish.
That's really rude food for the... And also, the cinema audience.
Hey, but here I have a question for you, Ryan, because actually, I'm not 100% sure about this, but I thought that it's the Americans that invented popcorn watching a movie in cinemas.
I have no clue on that one. It's a time-old tradition.
But why is it okay to eat popcorns when it's also making an annoying sound sometimes?
I mean, if you chew with your mouth closed, most often the movie's going to be louder than the sound coming out of your mouth. But of course, there are some people that...
Ooh. Yeah.
And it's very disturbing when, you know, that sound is right next to you.
Mm-hmm.
Along with the crinkling of popcorn. Of course, that can be loud if it's not done with your mouth closed. So, but I think most Americans that go to movie theater, hopefully they're eating with their mouths closed when they're eating their popcorn.
And it really depends on what movie you're watching. I mean, there actually is a genre that's called the popcorn movies. Marvel series, they are definitely falling into this category. Those are loud movies that you can basically do whatever you like when it comes to eating, I suppose, is as long as it's not stinking tofu.
Yeah.
And popcorn is certainly fine. But there are also independent films that are very quiet. That there's not even a background music there. And those things, well, I suppose are not the movie that you would like to eat popcorns with.
Yeah. I think these days, actually, there are these notice or awareness video clips that's shown right before the movie starts.
Yeah, but you know, it's the personality of those people that think they're above and beyond everything. So these ads don't affect them. They're like, I'm important, and I really need to take this call. I've seen people take calls in movies, and I'm just like, it astounds me. I'm like, how do you think this is okay? Like, who raised you, or what kind of person are you to, in the middle of a packed movie theater, pick up your phone and start a conversation?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you must be really comfortable with yourself. And I just don't think, if these are those kind of people that don't know that they're not bugging people, an ad's not going to be enough information for them.
Yeah, and also another thing that annoys me is when some people check their smartphone many times. I think now there's like more annoying behavior that's surrounding the usage of the smartphone. And when it is so dark in that closed room and the phone keeps flashing up, and it's really distracting, I feel. And we've got quite a few messages or complaints to bad behavior of those who go watch movies in the cinema. Let's start with Da Zhu Zhu saying that once when she went to see a movie, well, there was all kinds of commenting, live commenting that was happening in the cinema. And it happened to be International Women's Day, so March the 8th, when a lot of older ladies probably came in together. And yeah, they were creating quite a scene. And she thinks that they felt that maybe they were outnumbered everyone, therefore they had priority in sharing their views on all of the movies with everyone. And Jasmine saying that, oh, I hate those people who use their cell phones in the cinema, period. And that's one thing to keep in mind. And we still have more messages, but not enough time to share with everyone. But thank you so much for getting in contact with us at EZFM Roundtable on WeChat. And that's it for today. Bye-bye, everybody.